Luke Witherow, plenty to look forward to. The Men's Euro Hockey Championship 2 takes place at the Sports Ireland campus in Blanchardstown from the 23rd to the 29th of July. You've been selected for the Irish squad, so a great honour for you. And this is a tournament that could lead to a chance of qualification for the Olympics. So tell us exactly what's involved and what teams are going to be there.
Thanks very much for having me on. So the first thing is we obviously have to compete at a European Championships now coming up in the next few weeks down in Dublin. We have a tough group. We'd be the highest ranked team at the tournament, so there is, I suppose, pressure on us to perform. But playing against lower ranked teams within the group and then into the knockout stage is probably going to be the biggest challenge of that we're going to face in the next few months, because playing these lesser ranked teams, they don't come out and really have a rattle at you. They sit in, they sit deep, and it's really tough to break down. So looking forward to the challenge of it, looking forward to hopefully earning the top two spot to get away to an Olympic qualifier. But it's not going to be easy, and we have to respect our opposition, because they're going to put up a real tight fight and they're going to defend really well and try and hit us on the counter. So
yeah, now it's
looking forward to it.
It's going to be pretty intense. Scotland, Italy, Ukraine, Czech Republic, Switzerland, Turkey, Portugal and Ireland there. You're going to have games, you know, between the 23rd and 29th. They're going to be coming thick and fast. But for you, I suppose, I was looking just before coming on air with you, and some years ago after you won the Donegal Sports Star of the Year Award for hockey, and you had spoken even back then about your dream of sort of making the Olympics. So things have progressed well from starting off with Rafo. So just bring us up to date. From Rafo, you progressed, and then you've been at university, and you're going to be with Banbridge next year. So it's been a steady climb up the ladder.
Yeah, so played throughout my whole secondary school career with Rafo Hockey Club. Been with them since a junior, and they've helped and progressed me a lot whenever I was younger. But once I moved to university and moved away from home, I went and joined Banbridge Hockey Club outside Belfast, and I was fortunate enough there that I didn't make many Irish underage squads at the time. I was probably on the verge and had made 1 year at under-16s, but then didn't make under-18s at all, and didn't make under-21s. But I would say I probably stalled in my development. And whenever I moved to Banbridge, I really took off. I exploded, really, in my development and became a lot of better player. It feels like now, just overnight, but obviously it was just hard work and just with the travel. But playing with Banbridge for the last 3 or 4 years, and then I went away to Loughborough. And from there now, I'm moved back home, and I'm playing with Banbridge again next year. So
yeah, and just to...
Once I moved, sorry.
I was just saying, just to let people know and put it in perspective, you know, Rafo have had some great years in the league over the last couple of decades, but when you've moved to Banbridge, it means you're playing at a higher level, and what people mightn't realise, yeah, you've been involved in European club championship matches, and you've played against some of the biggest teams in Europe and been to places like Barcelona, and I suppose that has all helped your game.
Yeah, so whenever we play against Rafo, you're playing against teams within Ulster. Obviously, Rafo would have been a mid-table team maybe at the time, and my last 2 seasons, we had a fantastic team being coached by Rodney Bates. And we finished in the top three, I think we finished. And we had a qualification to go to the top league, which is a national league. But we didn't manage to qualify for that. But then when I moved to Banbridge, who are the top team in that All-Ireland league. So last year they won the treble, so they're arguably the best team in Ireland at the moment. So it took a big jump, and it took a lot of guts for someone, looking back, I was maybe a bit crazy as someone who wasn't involved in Irish squads and someone who wasn't involved in that level of hockey, to go and give it a shot and get stuck into the club and really just dive head first into it and their culture, I suppose, because it's a very friendly and family friendly club. So they've welcomed us in with warm arms and open arms.
Yeah. So just tell us sort of what sort of commitment will be required at club level in the year ahead with Banbridge.
Yeah, So fingers crossed with our Euros now in 2 weeks, we'll have an Olympic qualifier to look forward to in January. So that will be training 2 nights a week in Banbridge outside Belfast, and then travelling to on a Saturday to anywhere in Ireland, really. I don't think there's a Cork team in the league this year, so we'll be travelling 6 or 7 times to Dublin throughout the season, and we'll be travelling within Ulster. So we're fairly spread out, but a good bit of travelling to do, but it's just that's what comes part and parcel with playing in the National League. It's just something we have to do, and we embrace it and makes us better hockey players for it.
So you got selected for the Irish senior team. You've played a couple of games earlier on this year, but to get into the squad for this Men's Euro Hockey Championship 2 coming up in Dublin, you must be absolutely delighted and a proud Donegal man.
Yeah, I would be very proud Donegal man. I'd wear my Donegal jersey after in and around the hotels and after trainings and stuff. And I'm proud to be from Donegal, and it's one of them things that I just embrace. And definitely being from Donegal and having a small farming background and playing Gaelic football is all them skills that have sort of helped me along the way and coming to selection. I didn't personally think I might be selected for this. I suppose I'm young, I have less than 20 caps, and there's a lot more experienced players involved. But here, my name's on the team sheet. I'm going to give my all to make sure that we try and get I'm trying to perform to our best ability and try and get through the group stage. And then once it's in the knockout hockey, then I suppose it's just about best team winning on the day.
And so, tell me,
over the moon.
Yeah, tell me what's your favoured position, and has it always been the position that you generally play in?
This is a bit of a weird one. So I generally, whenever I played for a Foe many moons ago, I played up front and played as a forward. Moved to Banbridge, sort of played in midfield, and I now kind of don't really have a position. I can play anywhere in the left back or right back or anywhere in midfield. So it's just kind of where the coach puts me on the day. I suppose maybe that versatility's helped me in the long run and making squads and making teams. But at the moment, I've sort of steadily playing at right back and left back at the moment consistently.
Yeah. So, in conclusion, Luke, you know, when you look back, you started off going to hockey, I think it was with your dad, going to watch local games in Raphoe. Little did you think then that you'd be part of an Irish setup and possible Olympic Games.
Yeah, like I remember going to watch, I don't know if I watched them play, but I would just spend my whole time running up and down the sideline, doing sticks or doing tricks and skills, sort of imagining that I was playing for the Ireland seniors, and it's always something that I've aspired to be. Is not many people have managed to do this before me from Donegal, and I don't think anyone's managed to make a squad for Europeans. So it's something that I've always wanted to do, and it's something that I want to continue doing. And I suppose my aim was to get one cap, and now my aim is to make a big tournament, and the next thing will be 50 caps, and then the next thing then is to try and get to an Olympic Games. But my birthday always fell around in Olympic Games, and I always remember sitting watching athletes and always aspired to be an Olympian and always wanted to be able to say that I'm an Olympian. So here the first step is what's coming up in the next 2 weeks and try and perform to our best there. And we're not a result-driven squad, we're a performance-driven squad, and we know that if we put in 5 or 6 good, solid performances, we will be right where we need to be come the end of the tournament.
Well, we wish you every success, Luke, and we will watch with great interest. Many thanks for speaking to us today.
Thanks for having me.